Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour, hosted by Salim Ali. My name is Katrina, and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star 0 on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would like to advise all parties the conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand over to Salim. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Safety Hour call. My name is Salim Ali. For people who don't know me, I'm Safety Project Manager for the Wessex Route. So I'll be going through the call today. So a quick summary for the call today. So I'm going to basically go through a bit about myself, what I do on the Wessex Route, go through the weekly and period safety stats, look at the three incidents for the week, and look at, there's some really good stuff on Home Safe this week. So I'll summarise that as well. So a bit about myself, I've been in Network Rail for just over a year now. Started off as the Operational Risk Control Coordinator, working within operations. Then moved into maintenance, covering the Wessex Health and Safety Advisory role. And then into my current post as Safety Project Manager. So as Safety Project Manager, I manage and lead the Wessex Safety Improvement Programme, which looks at reducing our lost time injury frequency rate and our and increase and develop our safety culture. So the programme consists of 17 different projects, which fit into seven key risk areas. So these risk areas are slip, trips and falls, manual handling, small plant and equipment, driver risk, safety culture, continuous improvement, and finally planning. So all of these projects have been scoped, and they're basically, hopefully, very shortly going to be rolled out within the route. Previous to Network Rail, I worked for Pepsi, working within manufacture and distribution. And then I did some research for the NHS, looking at how to reduce human error within surgeons during live operations. So that's a bit about me and what I do. So I'll now go on to the safety stats for the week and the period. So this week, really excellent stuff. So we got 77% safety error attendance for last week, which is 10% increase on the target, which is 67%. So that's really excellent stuff. We're 70% for the period and 69% year to date, which is really excellent. In terms of close calls, 94 close calls raised this week, and 340 for the period. This is again really excellent stuff, but we've got to stress that this is not—it's not a numbers game. It's this is more about being proactive in identifying potential hazards and then identifying potential hazards and preventing accidents from occurring. In terms of close calls, closed within 90 days, we're currently at 75%. This is a little bit low. Our target is 80% within the route. We have got a close call working group in place and various other close call projects, hopefully trying to get up to that 80% target and hopefully even more. All I have for the stats for the week, so I'll go on to the incidents for the week. So we've got three incidents this week. So we had three staff accidents. The first one was between Sway and Brockenhurst. A member of the telecoms team was opening a location case when he caught his foot on a pipe, which resulted in him losing his footing, causing bruising and a scratch to his leg. No first aid or hospital visit was required, and golden hour was applied. Slip, trips, and falls is one of our biggest biggest causes of our lost time injuries within the route. Around about 40% of our LTIs today are caused by slip, trips and falls. So it's really important that we keep aware, wear the correct PPE, and really sort of be aware of the hazards that we put ourselves in on a day-to-day basis. Second incident at Basingstoke campus. So a member of staff from ECPway reported having back pain while standing up. No first aid was given, but hospital visit was arranged. Golden hour was applied, which the member of staff woke up with a stiff back, but then resumed his duties as normal. And the third incident we had this week was at Wareham Sidings, where a member of works delivery noted his arm was sunburnt and blistered whilst wearing Network Rail approved sun cream. The GP said that it was where he was digging, and it must have rubbed off. With the hot weather, we have got a lot of hot weather scheduled, so I think it's really, really important that we keep hydrated and ensure that we're continuing to use sunblock whilst the hot weather is around. So that's the incident for the week. So the last thing that I've got on my agenda is the home safe material. So I won't go into too much detail on what's in the home safe material, but if you could take that to your teams, that would be excellent. So in summary, the home safe material, it looks at there's a crane injury where an operator tripped over a crane mat, which resulted in a fractured elbow, which caused him to be off work for 6 weeks. So that's really good to take that back to your teams and hopefully get some learnings from that. There's two incidents of drug and alcohol, which is a vital reminder to our guys. One was where a COS failed a random drug test on site. The COS has currently been temporarily suspended until investigation from lab tests. And secondly, where five operators tried to access their work site after a pub visit. A drug and alcohol test was arranged, but the five members resigned before this could be carried out. There's also, on the home safe material, there's also two other key topics, which I think are really important. One, again, is about heat stress and what to do within hot weather and effects of heat on the body, which I think is a really good read. And secondly, about wasp stings as well, and working within vegetation, basically just to be vigilant when working around vegetation, and the risk of wasp stings around the route. I think I've very quickly just gone over all that material, but I think I just wanted to sort of open the call up to basically ask questions on, firstly, have you got any questions on the call itself? Is there any burning sort of safety issues that you have that you want to raise on the call? Do you have anything in terms of how we can improve safety hour, reporting of safety hour, etc.? So, Katrina, if you can open up the call, that'd be excellent.
Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash key. If you decide to withdraw your question, simply press star two. All questions will be answered in the order received. Be advised when to ask your question, and all of lines will remain on listen only. Thank you. no questions just at the moment.
Sure. Okay, we'll give it a couple of minutes just in case someone thinks of a question. There must be one.
No.
Okay. If that's the case, we'll close today's safety hour call. Just a reminder, if you do have any safety concerns at all, please raise them with your line manager. Alternatively, anyone in the safety team will help. So Priti Patel, who's head of safety, workforce safety issues, contact Tracy. Operational risk issues, please contact Glyn. Occupational safety, please contact Grazia, and Lindsay for community safety risks. But any safety issues at all, please get in touch with us and hopefully we can help. But thanks for the call. Please have a safe week. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Celine. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining and have a very good day.